It's Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Matt Wild is a co-founder of Milwaukee Record, which he and fellow co-founder Tyler Moss describe as an online source for music culture and, of course, gentle sarcasm. Among the many cultural things that Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. Matt is the curator of that list, and since last August, we've been having him come in to share some samples of what he's been listening to. We call it Milwaukee Music Roundup, and Matt joins me in the studio. Matt Wild, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well.
Good. I understand you came down with a dreaded flu, but you're kind of upright and moving.
I am. I was dead for a few days, and now I'm alive once again.
You have risen.
It feels good to be alive among the living, listening and talking about Milwaukee music.
Milwaukee music. Did you have a chance to listen while you were sick, or did
I was just saying off air, like I had a chance to do nothing while I was sick. It was like at first I thought, oh, I'd catch up on some reading or something. No, it was just I was literally dead. So
okay.
It's great to be back.
All right. Well, you have a really great lineup for this month, starting with Gold.
Gold, yes. The one, the only Gold. One of the big success stories to come out of Milwaukee in recent years. They were born, I believe, from a Milwaukee a Halloween show, a one-off Halloween show back in 2013 or so. And they've since gone on to become a very successful kind of electro dance pop outfit. They're no longer based in Milwaukee. I believe they're out of Baton Rouge these days, back where the lead singer, her name is Margaret Butler. I believe she's from Baton Rouge. So they're based there now, but they're back in Milwaukee often. They put out a ton of music. Milwaukee knows them, loves them, and they have a new song out, and it's called Welcome to My House. And
is it from an album? Or
it is from an upcoming album. The name of the album is called Here We Are. That's due February 14th, Valentine's Day. And they'll be playing a local release show March 27th at Turner Hall. And what I really like about this song, and I assume the upcoming album, this isn't really like so much upbeat, kind of glittery dance electro music. This is kind of darker, kind of heavier synthy electro music. And it's a style that they do really well and a style they've been slowly evolving into over the past few years. And I really, really like it. And like I said, check them out. They'll be playing here March 27th. They play in Milwaukee often. You'll often see them around. So it's great to hear new music from them. And this is the newest, Welcome to My House. It's okay.
That's Gold, Welcome to My House. And you know, you're right, it's not dark, but it's more introspective, is what I thought when I listened to it. It's like they're really kind of looking inward a little bit.
Yeah, it's not so much a bubblegummy kind of dancey pop, but it's a bit darker, a bit heavier. The record, I should mention, is produced by Malachi DeLorenzo from the band Langhorne Slim, also the son of Milwaukee's own Victor DeLorenzo. From original drummer of the Violent Femmes.
That's right, who's actually sat in this studio, and we've had great conversations.
Victor is a terrific fellow.
Terrific guy. So, well, we move to Stephen Strupp, who couldn't be more different from Gold.
Exactly, yeah. This is, the theme of this this show is just, we're up and down here. There is no theme, I should say. Stephen Strupp, a very prolific Milwaukee musician. He's played, probably best known for his work with the band Sat Night Duets, played with them for many, many years, a great indie rock band in Milwaukee. And since then, since leaving that band, he's been putting out a lot of music under a new band called Soda Road. And also he has kind of this jokey country band called the Blue Mooners. I would highly suggest listeners check out the Blue Mooners. It's a delight if you're
just for the name.
If you're a fan of like Roger Miller kind of country,
perfect.
You'll dig the Blue Mooners. But Stephen has, I think, for the first time, some new music out under his own name, some solo music, and this is from a 30-track album called "The Rest of My Time." The song we're going to listen to is called "More." And this is a very, very chill, very, very quiet acoustic music. Feels like it was recorded, you know, in his bedroom. Fans of, you know, Elliott Smith or something, I think, would really like that. If you have that itch, this is something you really need to listen to. Like I said, it's a big album. It's a very somber, very sad, introspective album. Each song kind of bleeds into the other. Most of the songs are only maybe a minute, 2 minutes tops. So it's definitely an album you really want to sit down and kind of let wash over you. It is actually an album that I was listening to while I was sick. So it's not to say it's a great album to listen to when you're dying, but
in case you are,
one of those albums you want to wrap yourself in a blanket and listen to the whole thing.
All right.
So the song we're going to be listening to is called "More."
Might be something better out there, but can you know for sure? Till you've opened every door, you'll be wondering if you found it. And what's more, might have had it before. Same old jokes get old and tired.
Stephen Strupp with "More." And you know, I just love that very stripped down acoustic. It almost sounds like a ukulele. I don't know that it is, but you know, yeah. And it's just it invites you to sit down and really pay attention.
Yeah, and it's an album that feels like it was recorded all in like one session. Like he was just sitting there and just like got it all out in one session. So it's a beautiful album.
Well, tell me about this next one, Vince Clortho.
Vince Clortho, this is a pretty new band. They came out last year in Milwaukee. They take their name from the character from Ghostbusters, Vince Clortho, the Keymaster of Gozer, played by Rick Moranis, of course. But they are not a Ghostbusters novelty band, sadly.
That's too bad, because there is a niche that needs to be filled.
That's right. So I'm working on that myself. So.
Good.
The band is, Vince Clortho is head up by Victor Buell. He is a singer and a musician in another band in town called Calliope. And all the other members of the band, too, are, it's a super group of sorts, you might say. Members from bands like Mortgage Freeman, Miles Coyne is in Vince Clortho. Miles Coyne himself is in 8,000 local bands. And when Vince Clortho first came out last year with a handful of singles, they were kind of this very dusty, kind of bluesy, kind of David Lynchy bluesy kind of band. That's the kind of sound they had. If you would go to the Twin Peaks Roadhouse, this is the kind of music you would hear. So it's interesting that this new song, which is called "Like a Ghost," is kind of a big turn for them. Like Gold, it's kind of a darker, moodier, synthier kind of sound, and it's very interesting. It's an interesting turn from them. Like I said, they're a very new band, so maybe just kind of figuring out their sound as they go. But I really dig this sound for them. This is Vince Clortho, "Like a Ghost."
Floating in the darkness of shadow.
Vince Clortho, "Like a Ghost." And you know, you said there was no theme to this, but I think introspection and kind of moody seems to be the theme.
I'll go with that. I like it. I love finding out themes as we go along.
We've done this before.
It's always the best.
It is. So how do the Frogs with "Hellsville Baby" fit into our theme?
Where do we begin with the Frogs? This is another example of new old Milwaukee music. Of course, the legendary Frogs. A band that was founded in 1980, in the early 80s in Milwaukee, by brothers Jimmy and Dennis Flemion. They played around town for many years, a very provocative, very transgressive band, both on record and on stage. On stage, known for wearing these kind of big giant bat wings on stage and just being very outrageous. And into the 90s, they became kind of more well-known for, like, having famous fans. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam was a big supporter of theirs. Billy Corgan was a big fan of theirs. Kurt Cobain, like, all that kind of crew back then really loved the Frogs, even though they, I think they were beloved in Milwaukee, but, you know, really didn't break out huge. Beck sampled them on one of his albums. That was a good drum break from Where It's At. That's the Frogs. So this album that is just being released, or it's actually being released in April, is kind of their long-lost debut album. They did have an official debut album come out in 1988. This one was recorded in 1986, and was they decided to shelve it because there was too much reverb on it. They didn't like it. And so 34 years later, I believe Jimmy Flemion figured out how to take off the reverb. He kind of shopped it around, and they've been working on it for a while, and kind of have it.
Oh, I thought
up
you were
going to
tell me that he fell in love with the reverb
after
30 years.
No, they chiseled it away, and they're like, all right, it's good enough. The song we're going to listen to is Hellsville Baby. I have not heard this entire album yet, but this one's available now. Like I said, the album comes out officially April 3rd, and this is delightful. And I've always admired the Frogs. My old band played with the Frogs. We got stiffed by the Frogs when we opened for them. They were supposed to pay us like $50. They gave us like $5. I felt that was like a real rite of passage for us. I was like, oh, well, we made it. We got stiffed by the Frogs.
Speaking of Hellsville, right?
Yeah, so here we are, Hellsville Baby, from the Frogs' long-lost debut album.
Hellsville Baby, you can take this town and burn the whole thing down. Nothing's lost because nothing's found, you see, in a town as dead as me. Hicksville, baby, you can take our town and tear the whole thing down. Nothing's lost because nothing's found, you see, in a town as dull as me. Isn't it dull?
The Frogs with a new old album. And that was a theme, too, because I think last time we talked, we also, there was an album that, like, surfaced.
I believe the Haskells,
yes.
Long-lost debut
mm-hmm.
album as well. So Milwaukee's just loaded with these things.
Long-lost debut albums floating around in basements somewhere. But that's a lot of fun, and it's very much of its time.
Yes, it really is. And I should say that Jimmy is touring behind some of these songs. Along with Evan Dando, they are kind of combining as the Frogs. His brother Dennis sadly passed away tragically in 2012, and so Jimmy and Evan Dando are going on tour as the Frogs beginning February 14th. Again, Valentine's Day.
It's a perfect Valentine's Day gift
for
the music lover in your life.
Absolutely.
So, well, Matt, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for all of this, and I look forward to hearing more. I'll be listening from New York.
Well, it's sad to see you go, but thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been a blast.
You can hear more interviews just like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.